And advocacy groups are urging that people with autism spectrum disorder and intellectual and developmental disabilities be given priority access to COVID-19 vaccinations. For WHYY, Allie McPherson has more.
Organizations like Autism Speaks say the pandemic has had a profound impact on the physical and psychological well-being of people with intellectual disabilities and autism. Many have health conditions that put them at greater risk for the virus. And because in-person learning and services such as intensive intervention and behavioral therapy have been disrupted, they may be unable to follow the routines that give them a sense of stability. Dr. Lindsay Shea is the director of the Policy and Analytics Center at the A.J. Drexel Autism Institute in Philadelphia.
We still need to understand what the vaccine does to support people on the autism spectrum who are either in schools or adults trying to live their lives in communities, just like we all are, with or without paid supports, to be safe. And how are autistic individuals interpreting the vaccination guidance?
Shea says all people with disabilities need the extra protection the vaccine affords. For WHYY News, I'm Allie McPherson.